Welcome to another episode of By His Grace. I am your host, Misty Phillip, and I am excited today to welcome my new friend, Wendy Pett. Wendy and I met at the Global Media Summit a few weeks ago when I attended in Dallas. We're both part of Christian Women in Media, and so I am very excited to have Wendy on the show today. Wendy, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. My goodness, I was drawn to you immediately when I met you. So it is just a joy and a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. So I'd like you to start off by telling my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, my name is Wendy Pett, and I'm a fitness and wellness expert and creator of the Visibly Fit Exercise and Wellness Program. I'm a naturopath. I'm a big lover of Jesus, and I'm a wife, I'm a mom, and I'm here to serve and love people while I'm giving God all the glory. So that's just my role, and I'm all about helping people reveal so they can heal.
I love that. Reveal so they can heal. Mm-hmm. So let's start there, because that's a good place to start. So what does that mean? Reveal so they can heal.
Okay. Well, a lot of my clients come to me and they want to lose weight, right? It's the typical, I just want to lose weight. I got this whatever wedding to go to, you know how women are. It's like, I want to look good in an outfit. But it's so much more than losing weight. It's more about releasing the emotions that are attached to the weight. And so as someone, I've been doing this for 20 years. And as someone who takes a holistic approach, mind, body, spirit, I prayerfully walk with them and coach them and allow them to answer certain questions that maybe I deliver, but allow them to reveal for themselves what the underlying issue might be so that they can be healed through the power of Jesus Christ, of course, but through them, number one, admitting and understanding what their underlying just issues are, because again, emotions really can cause a big amount of inflammation in the body, quite frankly, and can cause disease. And so when we can pull those out by the root instead of just kind of chopping them off and then allowing them to grow back up again later, if we can pull them out by the root, then we start to heal quickly and permanently. So that's the goal.
Yeah, because I think for a lot of people I know are emotional eaters. And mm-hmm. So they'll enter into a crisis period or time in their life, and they'll use food either in a positive or a negative way. So either they will limit their intake and become anorexic, or the opposite, they will just try to feed whatever is broken or messed up inside of them, right? And so then we get into these habits, right?
Yep. And it spirals, and it just becomes this vicious cycle of stuffing your emotions with food, right? It's that counterfeit comfort, and it becomes this thing that you go to, but yet that's not what actually comforts you. Only the power of God's word comforts you, and his truth, and knowing who you are and whose you are is what changes everything. And so that's the big message. And you know, I think the reason why I really wanted to connect with you, and I know this is the purpose of me being on this podcast, is so many of us in the church, right? Those of us that have, you know, we think we're doing it right in the sense of going to Bible study and doing going to church every Sunday, whatever, just doing all that. But we have these hidden underlying issues that we're not addressing. We're just kind of, you know, skipping right over it. And then pretty soon it shows up. It shows up in everything else that we do. And we really have to be authentic, and we need to be okay with allowing that to be revealed so that we can heal. It doesn't make you any less of a person. Because we all struggle with something.
That's right. And I think we touched on this earlier when we spoke, but about being the best version of ourselves mm-hmm. so that we can fully serve the Lord. Because yes. If we're sick and unhealthy and worn out, then we're no good to our to ourselves, first of all, or our family or our loved ones? And how can we serve the Lord when we're sick and fat and tired, right?
Right. And we are called to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? And then love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, part of it starts with loving ourselves. And I think there's the disconnect there, because I think especially with women, we are givers. Like, we just want to make sure everybody else is okay, and then we put ourselves last. But how can you fully take care of your neighbor, of your family, if you aren't healthy, whole, and complete yourself? And so that's the little shift that needs to be recognized, and not in a selfish way, but in a selfless way. Like, okay, I am going to take ownership of this gift that has been given to me that houses the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to treat it as the gift that it is, and understand that it's not selfish for me to take care of it and to fuel it and to eat healthy and well and to exercise and do all the things that keeps our mind, body, and spirit intact and in a whole holistic, well-rounded, formative being. We have to take the time to do that. And so it's about giving ourselves permission. And a lot of that starts with forgiveness. And that's like the key to fitness, in my opinion. Forgiveness. Forgiveness starts with our forgiving ourselves for maybe how we haven't or have treated ourselves, and also forgiving others. Forgiving others with maybe how they have treated us, maybe the abuse situations, maybe it's verbal, physical, whatever, or just even something that we have taken on, like a manifestation of someone else's stuff. Because we as women kind of do that, right? We're more empathetic in nature, and we take on other people's stuff. So it just starts with that forgiveness piece, and then that unlocks the door to allow God to work and heal your heart and your mind, and then you start to take actions in different ways.
That's really brilliant, because I see the shift and never thought about that, because you focus on the loving your neighbor. Right. And as a wife and mom and, you know, I homeschooled my boys. So I was always home, always feeding my boys. We went through several years of difficulty where we had miscarriages and death of loved ones and parents with brain tumors and just parents in and out of the hospital. And the weight of all of that was heavy, because I was always taking care of everybody else, but didn't give myself permission to take care of myself in the process. So I know I've been guilty of that. And just within the last couple of years, really gave myself permission to take care of myself. So I'm really glad that you said that, because I think a lot of women that is the struggle, that we feel like it's selfish,
guilty. You take on the guilt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's not the way God intended for us to live.
Gosh, no, no. And in fact, and then that guilt of not taking care of yourself leads you to maybe the eating the unhealthy things, and then it comes the shame, and then the blame. I mean, it just is this vicious, ugly cycle. And that is not, like you said, how God wants us to live.
Yeah. So how do you help people to change that? You said you have a program called Visibly Fit.
I do.
So tell me about that.
Yeah. So Visibly Fit has multiple facets, but the life-changing program that is just something that I'm so grateful that God has entrusted me with is a 7-week protocol. And we bring in intimate groups of women, and it is full on coaching, mentoring through nutrition and exercise, but also mindset and spiritual components as well. And we pray, we do devotions, it's all encompassing. And they learn, because power is knowledge, but also putting that power into action is where the real knowledge is. So they are being taught, not just told. And I think that's a big difference as well. And the accountability is really what separates everything, because we even need accountability with our spiritual walk, right? We need to know with our sisters, like, okay, are you staying true with and in alignment with God's word? Or are you kind of veering off a little bit? And so we need accountability everywhere. And that's what makes things sticky. And so that's what Visibly Fit offers, is that mentorship, that accountability, and the tools and knowledge that I've gleaned for the last 20 years and as a naturopath to help you reveal and heal your issues. I actually had a gal just reach out to me the other day, and she actually just took advantage of my 7-day free, it's like a 7-week kind of free nutrition and exercise thing on my website. And she emailed me and said, oh my goodness, I released 12, actually I didn't say release because she doesn't know that word yet, but she will. I lost 12 pounds in 2 weeks, and she was dealing and still is, but being healed of cancer. But she went to her oncologist, and the oncologist said she no longer has to do her chemo treatments. All she has to do is her chemo pills right now. So that is huge.
Just wow, in 2 weeks. Praise the God.
Power, praise God is right. So it's the power of food and exercise and mindset shifts. And I mean, God is a healer. He just is. And he's given us all the tools that we need. We just need to put them in place and take action.
That's great. Well, through the process of you developing this program, was there a scripture that I always ask everyone, you know, do you have a life verse or whatever the subject that we talk about? Is there a scripture that God dropped in your heart when you started this program, or what scriptural encouragement would you give to someone?
Well, my life verse is Philippians 4:13, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I think that's probably a lot of people's life verse, but I understood that in my own strength, I just couldn't do it. Like I'm too weak. I cannot do it. It's too much for me to bear, because it's a lot of generational stuff that I'm working with women. So that's why it's in his strength and through prayer and through just going before him with all of my clients that it's really made a difference and a shift for them. But I think one of the biggest ones too is Proverbs, I think it's 23:7. Yeah, it is. As a man thinketh in his heart, then so is he, right? So how do you really think about yourself? And that's what I really want women to change. Like, deep roots. Like, what do you really see? Do you see yourself in the mirror as God sees you, or do you just see yourself as the broken mess and the sinful person that you've been in the past? Or I mean, we all are still sinners, but you know what I mean. Like, I think of my past history, and I'm like, oh God, you're so merciful and so full of grace. And so, how do you see yourself? And that really plays a role in how we take care of ourselves, and again, how we treat and take care of others. So it starts with the heart.
Yeah, because even in the midst, we are all sinners, but even while we were still sinning, Christ came for us.
That's
and
right.
He came for us because he loves us.
Yeah.
So just much like we love our children, even more, our Father loves us. And so we do need to see ourselves the way he sees us, because he looks at us like we look at our children. And yeah. Even when our children mess up and don't do something, we don't not love them. It right. hurts our hearts, right? So yeah. And I think that's so good. So if you could sit down with somebody who is really struggling with, and I like that you approach it from a mind, body, and spirit, because it is all three.
It is.
But if you could sit down with somebody who's just really in a difficult place that with their weight and their health, what would be a few things that you would just start to say to them?
Well, the first thing that I would say is, you are enough right now. Like, you don't have to be a certain weight. You don't have to look a certain way. You are enough right now. And just let them know that they are just cherished and deeply loved, and that their Heavenly Father just wants to put his arms around them and love them and let them see themselves as he sees them, and for them to just be encouraged in his strength and not their weakness, because they get so hung up on their weakness and, oh, I didn't do that right. And, oh, look, I ate that pint of ice cream again. And they always get down and out. And really, if you see, okay, now why did I get down and out? Let's figure out the why. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out that reason why. And then we can shift our actions and mindsets around it. But God is a healer, and he redeems, he restores. And so I just want to encourage those that are listening that you're not too far gone. You're not too old. It's not too late. You can start today just by making one simple shift, one small step today towards a healthier character and a healthier physical step, whatever it is to get you to how God sees you. Then that's all progress, right? It doesn't have to be all at once. So just make one little shift and you'll start to feel the difference.
Well, and I think that's where a lot of people make a mistake, because they say, I'm going to make all these changes all at once. And I'm going to, you know, on Monday, I'm not going to do this or that or that. I'm going to do all these things. And then a little bit into it, because I think that's when it becomes our own strength, and we can't even do that if we put all
right.
these.
It's way too hard.
Right. Uh-huh. But if we just make a simple shift, and I think about like a ship that's sailing, and somebody had given me this analogy one time, if you're going true north, well, if you veer off that course just a little tiny bit, you're no longer going to reach the destination. And right. so I think that same way with our, we want to move towards our goals incrementally and take the next step, do the next thing, add one more healthy habit, you know?
Absolutely. It's so, that conquer and layer kind of mentality. You conquer one thing and then, okay, cool, I got that. And then you layer it with another healthy habit. All right, cool, I got that one. Then you layer another one. It's just this constant conquer and layer. Now, you know, there's no reason why you can't, if you're ready and willing to go all in and do it, right? Then that's cool. But if you're not in that mindset, don't worry too much about it. Just do the conquer and layer method, just a little bit at a time. All right. And just understand where your trigger points are, because, you know, moderation can kill momentum as well. Right.
Right.
So knowing, okay, if I have that one little bite of ice cream or whatever, I keep using ice cream as an analogy for some reason, but if I have that one little bite, is that going to lead me to the whole pint or gallon or whatever? So just know where you are tempted and then just stay away from it. Just right. you know, do whatever you need to do to stay away from it. You know, if it's going through a drive-thru, for instance, and that seems to be where your Achilles heel is, then change the route in which you drive somewhere if you have to. I mean, really take drastic measures in order to create a new habit, because sometimes the power of unhealthy food and the power of unhealthy habits is so strong, we literally have to rewire our minds. We have to sever neurons in our brain and rewire them to fire in different ways. And so that takes changing things up and doing it multiple times in order for that new habit to take shape. So that's where that conquer and layer can happen. And reward yourself when you actually do something and it feels good. And you're like, oh my goodness, I have taken a walk for every day for a week or whatever it is. Then go and reward yourself. Go get yourself a pedicure, something that will be encouraging and continue to motivate you to do another week of walking.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, you mentioned you have a free challenge on your website. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually have it's not a challenge, but it is a free 7-day meal plan, exercise program, and also give some healthy travel tips. But yeah, just sign right up for that and you'll get that in your inbox. I'd love to.
Okay. At wendypett.com, WendiePett.com, right?
That's it. Yes.
Okay, good.
We'd love to send that to you.
Yeah, we can drop that in the show notes so that people have that. And if you would just leave with some parting wisdom, you know, what would you want to say to someone? What else?
Yeah, again, I would just say that you're not too far gone and it's not too late. Change is possible. Change is doable. And it really just takes going back to, you have the mind of Christ. All right. Yeah. And so walk that out, be bold and be fierce and knowing I have the mind of Christ. So therefore I can take the actions according to how he would want me to take care of my body and my mind and my spirit. And it doesn't have to be so overwhelming, but just take that small little step today that will put you in the right direction and on the right course.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. And I hope you all will go and visit Wendy's website and take advantage of all of her tips and nutritional help and encouragement. So thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.